In the last 30 years, the gap between the richest and the poorest countries has doubled. Back around 1960, it was about 30 to 1, the 20% richest and 20% poorest. The gap was about 30 to 1. It's gone up to about 60 to 1, thanks to a combination of protectionist policies in the rich countries, which have become much more protectionist in recent years, and liberalization for the poor countries, which has, you know, the effects of imposing market discipline, highly destructive. Those figures themselves, however, are highly misleading, because if you take the same UN figures and you look at the top 20% of people, not countries, but, you know, the top 20% of people in wealth and the bottom 20% in wealth, the gap has in fact extended to 140 to 1. So it's far greater than the gap between the richer nations and the poorer nations, which means the gaps are primarily, about half of them are internal to each society. These are the polarizing tendencies that we have been witnessing here as well, and which are highly praised by the business press. So, for example, the Wall Street Journal had a very enthusiastic article about a month ago describing what they called a welcome development of transcendent importance. Namely, wages in the United States had sunk to below any industrial country, except for England, which had done even better in beating down the working class and the poor. We hadn't yet made it to South Korea and Taiwan, and Papua New Guinea was still a couple of steps beyond. But that's another way in which we can enlarge the vision as we proceed into the future. And new policies are, in fact, designed for that.